Bonsoir. How are you, dear friends? We are building the most inspiring and phenomenal communities of wine lovers. As we all know, wine is the catalyst of the greatest discussion. We'll be talking wine, but of course food, and everything that touches all our emotions and senses. Bonjour, bonsoir, dear friends. This is JCB Live, and one of the most unusual happy hour ever. We're going to be with one of the most charming, eloquent, irresistible, and passionate, and very confident on her show, the wonderful Kelly Dodd. She is a great lady who adores cosmetic, president and CEO of a great company, before she was, of course, discovered to become one of the Bravo biggest talent of the housewife of Orange County. I'm so excited to count her as a friend of many years, a lover of our wineries, and Kelly as well started many other business from water to juice to a great entrepreneur. She's a great inspiration for many of us from having been raised in Arizona, moved to California, and soon being engaged and married. So this is why we've selected today one of the wines that really represent what she's signing up for, which is very fantastic, Foreverness. Kelly, bonjour.
Bonjour. Whoa. Bonjour. Woo, look, I got that wine too. I have it opened.
I'm so excited. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So you Voila. Can see the little diamond is in order for you.
I love it. Thank you so much. It's beautiful.
Well, and you have a beautiful diamond around your finger. So can you tell us how such a magical thing can happen? One of the most sought-after beautiful lady in the United States finally saying yes. How could that be?
Because I am marrying the most wonderful man on earth. He is the nicest, the sweetest, the most generous, the most loving. I just can't tell you how amazing this man is. The man of my dreams.
Well, and I was very fortunate to meet him. We had such a great time together, several occasions.
Oh, I had so much fun with you.
So let's have a real toast now, Kelly, because we look at each other in the eye. We've done that many times, chin chin, and now chin, we need to drink because, you know, it's 7 years of...
good luck.
Exactly. Now it's 7 years of good luck because we're looking at each other in the eyes.
Yes.
So I understand he's moving
or
from New York City.
Years of success.
Yeah, that's right, too. Well, hopefully we wish you a lot more than seven. That would be too short for you. So he's moving from New York to be with you.
He actually just moved here a month ago.
How so exciting is that?
He sold his place in New York and in Florida, but he still has his Hamptons house. So, you know, but I'm making him sell all his properties and move out to California for good.
Well, that's such a great decision. And we see him a lot as well on television, right?
Yes, we do.
We love him, and he's charming and articulate and so resourceful as well and educational. So this is a fun time to be on TV.
Yes, it's great. It's amazing. So I get, you know, Kelly, I understand. I get somebody that understands, you know, the life of TV. So it's, you know, he's on board with me. It's not like, you know, some people when you're dating or whatever, they don't understand the whole logistics of TV, but he's a great partner in knowing like how to navigate television, fans, things like that.
Well, talking about that, you have a lot of fans. But before we go there, Kelly, what makes the fabulous Kelly who she is?
What makes a fabulous? I don't know if I'm fabulous, but I'm from Arizona. My mom and dad raised me right, I believe. I mean, the best that they could. And I just, you know, I've always been driven and wanted to succeed. And I think it's a great thing to show my daughter, because my daughter's 14. She's going to high school. And just to show her that how important it is to be a working mom and a woman, and that, you know, you always have to, you know, support yourself, look out for yourself, educate yourself the best way you can. You know, my daughter, you know, lived in San Francisco for the first 5 years of her life. She's traveled all over the world. I want her to be open-minded and learn from all aspects of life. And I think, you know, me being a mother and a teacher for my daughter really makes me driven as a person.
And where did you get that incredible inspiration in your life?
I think it was probably my grandmother. My grandmother had a husband that had a cattle ranch in Arizona. And my uncle was an aeronautical engineer. He was going to school in Notre Dame to be an aeronautical engineer. Her husband died. She never did. I mean, all her estate had to go through probate. She didn't know how she was going to support five other kids. And her husband, her son was going to Notre Dame, which was a very, very prominent school back in the 50s. And she always told me as a young girl, never depend on a man. Get your education, you know, always learn, always work, never ever have to be dependent on anybody but yourself. And I think that is a gift that she gave me young and spoke to me at an early age. And I listened to her, and it made me be a better person.
And what is a better person to you?
Well, it's just, you know, you see a lot of the women here in Newport Beach, they rely on their husbands. They don't work. They, you know, they don't even know where their finances are, and they don't even know how to pay a bill. There's a couple, you know, there's a girl on my show. I'm not going to name names, but she doesn't even know who her, you know, her phone provider is. And you're like looking at her, I'm like, what happens if your husband dies, you know? And she's like, oh, well, then I'll have my dad take care of it. But I never want to get myself into that position. There's a lot of women still, you think it's a 1950s thing, but there's a lot of women that still are dependent on their husbands, and it's kind of scary.
Mm-hmm. How did you feel that you wanted to be independent, from that influence to your grandmother, but what else really triggered for you to say, I'm going to manage my own life and take my destiny forward? And what helped you to do that? Because you have such a great drive, such a great personality. And maybe a better way to ask is, where do you get all that energy?
Everyone's asked me, how come you have so much energy? And I don't know. I think it's just wanting to wake up every day, being happy that you're alive and realizing, you know, you have your health. Why not be energized? Why not have energy? Why be a bump in the log and sit around and watch TV? There's so much to life. You know, you're wasting it by just sitting down and not having any energy. I think it's all a mindset.
Absolutely. And what do you advise to people in terms of that? Because a lot of people are seeking for energy, seeking for that vibration within themselves. And obviously, you're a fabulous inspiration for so many ladies out there and men, including me, of course. What advice would you give?
I always just say, you know, try to eat healthy, try to, you know, exercise. I think, you know, diet and exercise is a really important aspect to having energy. And, you know, reading, learning, experiencing things is probably what really drives me to have energy. I mean, it's easy. Of course I get tired, but I don't want to stop. You know, I can't stop, won't stop. I don't want to, because I'll stop when I'm dead. You know, we only have one life to live. And
I'm with you.
Best out of it as we can, because you know what? We can't take it with us.
That's for sure. So you love bubbles. We've had great bubbles together. I'd love for you, and this is really dedicated to you. This is the wine we're, of course, going to send you as well for your wedding, because this is called Foreverness. This is the wine of the union of two wonderful human beings. This is one of our Napa Valley wines, Blanc de Blanc. So I need you to describe it in a few words, because you're so good with your words. Tell us.
What do I think of this wine?
Yeah, describe it for me. Maybe in the view you see your lovely husband.
I love it because it's dry, it's crisp, it's refreshing. It's sometimes I don't typically like Chardonnays that are buttery. I like more of this. Like it's a dry. You can,
yeah.
No, like I don't even like rosé, but I like rosé bubbles. Yes. But to me, there's a lot of bubbles. There's a lot of effervescence in this. Which look at, see the bubbles in this.
I mean, I love it. And what a beautiful glass you're using.
It's so old. It looks like ribbons. You know? But look at all that. Like
I love it.
I just
lots
think
of energy like you.
It does. And I love, you know, when you drink a bottle of champagne and it's flat and it doesn't have the effervescence like this. I mean, it's kind of like might as well just drink still regular, you know, Sauvignon Blanc or Chardonnay, you know, but I just love, you know, the bubblies of this, and it kind of, you know, gets to your brain quite faster for me anyways. a little tipsy on the bubbles.
Well, cheers to this amazing wedding coming up.
Why is it that you feel more buzz on a bubbles than regular?
Well, that's a good question. Maybe because of those great bubbles going directly to your brain. But buzz in a good way, I think they very much excite us, inspire us, and get us going too.
Right. Is it because of the riddling that goes in, involved in it? Like the yeast and the...
Absolutely. All of the above. You see, you're an expert, much more than I am.
Oh, yes, right.
So, you know, Kelly,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to ask you, how did this whole phenomenal Orange County housewife start for you? Because this is an amazing story. You were living in San Francisco, and share with everyone your story, because this is so fabulous.
Well, I moved to San Francisco in 2004, and I was married to Michael. Everybody knows Michael. I have a daughter with him. We moved there because he was president of LeapFrog. It was like VTech ended up buying him, but it was kids' educational toys.
Yes.
And I traveled all over the world with him. He had offices in Hong Kong, Shenzhen, Paris, London. And I've always traveled before, but I never got to like live in Asia. I got to live in Asia with him. I got to experience Tokyo. And I think that's where I really learned Napa Valley, was living in San Francisco and doing all that. However, my marriage wasn't that great. And I knew that I had to escape. I was a stay-at-home mom, and I've always been a worker. So I worked for Gannett Newspapers for 10 years. And I was in LinkedIn, and I got a job in Orange County. Hold on a second. Working for the Orange County Register.
Yes.
And I told Michael I did not want to raise my daughter in San Francisco, because when I would, you know, when I would stroll her to school for preschool, there was homeless people everywhere. And it was like, I felt like I was under attack. I felt like I was, you know, I grew up in Arizona and like a suburban area. I didn't understand the city life for my daughter. You know, it was cloudy and rainy. I mean, there were so many like things that turned me off about the city life, you know. Yeah. I had to watch my back, you know, I couldn't leave things out, you know, I just didn't, she couldn't ride her bike because there's too many hills. Like there was just way more negatives than there were positives. And so I wanted to get a job, move my daughter out here, you know, because the sunshine all the time, there's beach life, she'll be able to ride bikes, because that's a really important thing for us. We ride bikes and, you know, we go to the beach and she body surfs and she is a swimmer and all these things that you really can't do because it's so cold in the city there. So I didn't want my daughter to have that kind of childhood. So I spoke to Michael. He agreed that I could get a job. I moved my mom out there. I became friends with a group of girls that were connected. I got asked to be like to try out, because you don't get asked to be on the show. It's like a job interview. And this was I think season 8, we're on season 15 now. It was between Lydia and myself, and they told me that I got the job, and I didn't get the job. They gave it to Lydia because actually Michael and I were on the brink of divorce, which was probably a good thing. Everything happens for a reason.
Yes.
And I didn't get it. But for season 10, a couple of years later, they came to me. They asked me to interview again. I did it, and they gave me the job. And now I've been on for 5 years.
That's amazing.
So I've been a Bravo.
How do you interview for that job? How does that happen?
Well, they have a group of people that are scouts, and it's not just me. I think they scout out everybody in Orange County because they'll say, who do you know that has a fabulous life, that has a fabulous, you have to have these interesting things about you, I think, in order to try out or have, you know, they have scouts that come in and they scout you out, and that's how they do it.
That's amazing. So you start the show, and then how did you make yourself such a prominent part of the show? Tell us about one of the key memories maybe you've experienced on the show.
I felt like, you know, my first 3 years, this is my takeaway. I mean, maybe, but I felt like I was ganged up, was ganged up on. And I think the success to me is that I was myself.
Yes.
Tried to act like somebody I wasn't or succumb to somebody else's, the way people thought. I really stayed true to myself. And I think when people go the other way, people see right through that. I mean, viewers are really, really smart and they can see through BS or not. And so I think I've always been true to myself. And I think that's why I've kind of, you know, I've been on the show for a while because I'm authentic.
So how many years has it been now?
5 years.
Well, that's amazing. I'm going to serve myself a little glass of Chardonnay to celebrate 5 years. This is obviously the emerald stone now of Foreverness. This is
Napa
Chardonnay.
You know, this is like one of my favorite gemstones.
Why is that?
Because it looks like the color of money.
So where...
I typically do not like Chardonnay, but I'm going
to
taste.
Well, I look forward to your comment on this one. So why don't you try it and tell me what you think of this one?
See, I like this because it's not buttery. You must have some malolactic acid or something in here, right?
That's right.
Because it doesn't
exactly
taste
right.
Chardonnay.
This one is not as rich.
It's not as rich.
Opulent as what you could see.
Mm-hmm. This is the kind of Chardonnay I like.
Thank you. And why do you like it? So because it's not too buttery?
It's not buttery. It's not rich. It tastes more like a Sauvignon Blanc, which I keen to like more. And
yes.
That's just my preference. But I don't like the buttery like Chardonnay, but this is delicious.
Thank you so much. Well, I love it. You love the emerald as well. One of my favorite stones too. So Kelly, give us some inspiration as far as you raising your daughter as a single mom and being as well so talented as managing such a successful career too, because you really succeeding to do both. What's the key secret in that?
I think it's just, you know, I mean, the world is a crazy place right now, you know, and I just want my daughter to, you know, be educated, be successful, get a great job, have a great relationship. I just want her to be on the right track. It's very important for me to, you know, I mean, be the guide for her. And I think that's what parenting is. And then, you know, a lot of these parents want to be friends with their kids. I mean, you're not friends with your kids until they're older and in their 20s, basically.
Yes.
I think it's more important for me to, you know, be her teacher, not her friend.
Yeah. So you keep a little bit of a distance as well.
Yes. Strict. I'm strict.
Yeah. No, thanks for sharing. What a time. So tell us, what is the most fun, exciting moment you've ever had on the show? if we talk about the last 5 years, is there one or two memories you want to share that have been ecstatic that people should go back and see?
I think the two favorite scenes, I mean, I shouldn't be proud of, but one was like this with Shannon. I don't know. Everything's all the craziness happens with my co-star Shannon. So yeah. The 70s party, we get in a big, huge fight at the 70s party. I feel set up. And then the second one was when I got in a fight with her at the Quiet Woman when she told me to F off and I told her to keep eating. And it was like the whole thing was a shit show. So Shannon and I don't know why, but most of my best times are with Shannon.
And you became great friends thanks to that, right?
Right. We are very good. We are great friends.
And how would you like your life to continue to evolve? Not to talk about the future shows, because that we need to leave it for obviously everybody's imagination. But what else would you like to do besides what you're doing with them? And how would you like to see your career evolve?
Well, you know, what's really, really what I find, and I think you could probably empathize with me on this. So I started this company I invested in, and we were a nothing, no name company, like zero. I mean, literally starting from the ground zero.
Yes.
Zero. And we have now are in all of California, Colorado, Targets. As I see, your wines are in Costco. I have a whole bunch here that I bought. So I mean, I understand how getting in the big box retailers is pretty exciting.
Well, mention the name of your company and the products, because everybody should know and everybody should run to the stores to get them.
Yes, it's Positive Beverage. And I'll show you. I just had a party, so.
Look at those lovely legs. I love it. Woo-hoo-hoo!
Thank you. This is here's a sales sheet on it. But you know what? We are getting, we're trying to get into Kroger. We're getting into all these retailers in New York. We are in Fairway. We're in Gelson's. We're in Bristol Farms.
Wow.
So, you know, we have Anheuser-Busch looking to partner with us because they don't have a water division. In there, so to see something like a baby, you know, when you have two daughters that are,
yeah,
you see them like when they're little babies, and then you see them progressing, and it's like your baby. You see them starting to crawl, then they walk, and then they talk, and you see this progression. It's like that with a business that you build. It's like you see this little baby that comes from nothing, and then you see, you know, all these. And it's like, yes, you score, you know, it's like winning. It's like playing a sport.
Absolutely. You know? And how did you get the idea to start that? Because you're great entrepreneurs. You were in the cosmetic business, obviously today, a major phenomenal actress, and you're going to do a lot more things in that field.
Well, and I'm not an actress. I wish I could memorize lines.
Well, you acted on it yourself. The best of acting is you are who you are. And now you started this great new firm. I mean, this is wonderful. How did you get this idea?
Well, what happened was I have a friend that it was his idea and he needed investors. And I just got divorced. And I was, you know, I got some money from my divorce and I needed to do something with it. I've always have, you know, either invested it in real estate or the stock market. Yeah. And, you know, when he was telling me, like, we were going and we were like doing Photoshop, you know, stuff. And we didn't even know it was called Positive Water, H2O. Then we're like, okay, well, it's not H2, it's too hard to say. So we changed it to Positive Beverage. And it was, okay, I'm going to do this, but it was like the beginnings of things. So like I make sales calls, I go to the trade shows. I have a lot of input on packaging. I mean, it's water. It's not like, I mean, this is complex, right? It's water, sparkling water. It was easy. And sometimes I think some of the easiest, you know, things are like the best things. So, I mean, there's really not, it's just water, you know? sparkling.
Well, but that's a big deal. It's water with a lot of wonderful attributes to it too.
Yeah. So, but seeing it grow, like right now, we're going to do a still water with pH, like an Essentia. We're gonna make it better than Essentia. So, we're gonna get into, because everybody's like, you know, you don't always want to drink bubbly sparkling water, just like you don't always want to drink, you know, the bubbles. You want to have a still. So, you know, it's kind of like that. But, you know, I mean, winemaking is...
No, but I was delighted, you know, Kelly, to see you not only in the cosmetic world at first, acting or being yourself, and then obviously keep creating. So what is, as I serve the next wine, because we're going to have a little red too. I know you love red.
You know what? I already drank it already. Look.
And I put maybe my favorite stone on this one, the ruby. You know how much I love red color. You know, we've spent a lot of fun times in the red room. So, red, Kelly, what is your passion? You.
No, I said red before bed, but not with you.
I like that.
Yeah.
Red before bed, that's a good advice.
Red before bed. Because it relaxes you.
And
look, like you're wearing red.
So, you know, what is your passion? Besides all the things you're doing, is there something you want to share that will allow us to know Kelly on a personal way even more?
My passion is, you know, it's so funny because this is why I want to get married now. But my passion is really wine and food. It really is. Like, I love my passion is learning, because every time, and I can't tell you how many times I've been to Napa, probably over 10,000 times. The more I learn about wine, the more you think you know, the more you don't know, because there's so, and I love learning that, because you think you're in there and you're like a wine snob and you're like, oh, I know. And then you turn around and you're like, I don't know, because it's like art, it's subjective. There is no right way. There is no wrong way.
That's the beauty of it. So how would you describe that wine? Because you're a Napa expert. This is Napa Valley for you. And we want to be very central, because...
I taste a lot of strawberry. It's a lot of strawberry or cherry.
Yep.
Not a sommelier, but I know good one. Don't you taste strawberry?
Very much so. All the red fruits. And I feel a lot of silkiness to it, a lot of velvet, silk, a lot of softness, a lot of elegance. And I wanted this wine to be for you, because you're all about style and elegance. This is who you are.
Thank you. Not always, but thank you. But this is my favorite.
Thank you. So, Kelly, tell us about maybe a dream that you've never shared, that you have, that you wish to achieve.
My dream, knock on wood, would be somebody like an Anheuser-Busch or some big distributor buying my company, and me having a part-time house in Napa.
Well, we have many homes here that would welcome you, so we cannot wait.
Yes.
So, besides that dream, is there a secret you think you've never shared that you wish to share?
A secret?
A secret. I know there's a lot of secret you've unveiled on the show, but is there one secret that we should know about you that maybe we've never heard yet, and that should be between us?
You know, I am an open book on my show. I think you know, it's funny that,
which is great to be too.
On my fifth, no one knew that I was married. I've been married three. This will be my third marriage. No one knows about my first husband. That's kind of like weird. But I don't have any secrets. I don't.
Well, that's great. It's great to be an open book and to know who you get to meet is the true person. Now, what advice, Kelly, because I know you're getting a lot of message and it's time to maybe...
Yeah, I know. Yeah, the text messages.
I know you have many other things going today. What advice, what message would you have for everyone watching tonight and being with us? Because I know you sent a lot of great message online, but what would you like to say tonight that is so compelling for everybody during the time we live in?
Well, the thing of it is I've gotten a lot of backlash for traveling and, you know, maybe not quarantining myself like I should. I've been in a lot of trouble doing that. But you know what? My whole thing is we only have one life. And I understand we have to be responsible. Okay. Gosh, dang it. We have to be responsible, not getting other people sick, social distance, wash our hands, do all these protocols that we need to keep everybody safe.
Sure.
Totally understand that. But we also have to live our life. We have to get the economy going. We have to get our jobs going. We have to live our life because we only have one life to live, and we can't be sitting at home in prison by ourselves. We have to get out and have people working again and having people be able to pay their bills and enjoying their life. We need to get back to having fun and living our own one life that we have to live.
Agree so much. Well, that's a great advice, Kelly. And then we're going to see you very soon getting married in Napa Valley, right?
Yes.
That's happening. Can't, for sure.
But I hope, you know, I told everybody my hopes and dreams. So hopefully I can, you know, be neighbors with you.
Absolutely. And Kelly, I want to thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for always having me at your wineries, Buena Vista and Raymond. They're beautiful. And every time I'm at Costco, I see you and I'm thinking about you and I buy your wine. So thank you.
Thank you as well
for making the world a better place.
Sometimes we very honored.
I love your jewelry.
I love my it. And the Jesus kiss and all that. So, but oh, Kelly, thank you for being such a great friend and such a great example for so many phenomenal ladies out there. And you've made it in such a fabulous way. We want to wish you an amazing wedding celebration. We'll be with you in spirit.
Did you tell your wife, Gina Gallo, I said hello?
Of course. And she sends her best as well.
Thank you.
Many celebrations together. I'm going back to the bubbles.
Look at this. I love this. I like anything that has any kind of like stones on them.
To you, to your love, to your passion, to your marriage, all our love and friendship.